Hello, and thank you for listening to Masturbator, the online podcast about bass fishing and other freshwater fishing. My name is Rob Anderson, and I'm your host. Today I would like to go over reels. As I mentioned before, in my first podcast, being this is the second one, obviously, I mentioned, go to Walmart and pick up something, nothing fancy, anything like that. Personally, once you get, if you want to pick up something fancy, or if you, or, you're just a little bit longer down the road of fishing, you pretty much know what you're doing. There was a few reels, I would like to suggest. growing up, I didn't know, when I was fishing, I didn't know how to use a bait cast or anything like that. Every time I did, I just bird nest the absolute crap out of it. So, this one is really for people who aren't bait caster savvy. Personally, the cheapest bait caster, that I have found that's halfway decent is probably, the Shakespeare Ugly Stick Combos. Don't get me wrong, Ugly Sticks are the best, rods out there. I've run them over with my truck. I have an F-150. I've run them over. Nothing happens. they're just completely amazing, rods. The Shakespeare reels, however, are okay. I usually swap them out, usually for Daiwas. Every now and again, I'll swap them out for Shimano's. Walmart has a Daiwa, I believe, for $23. It's gray. I forgot what it's called. I picked it up a while ago, and I gave it to one of my friends. That's a really good rod and reel combo right there. If you can just find the Ugly Stick separate, it might cost you a little bit more than buying the Shakespeare combo, but trust me, you'll thank me later. Another one would be Quantum reels. Super amazing. They're super comfortable to use. I've never really had a problem with them. They're super super smooth. They cast pretty far, and I have got backlash. Don't get me wrong. Everybody gets backlash when they first start out on spinners. If you haven't, then you're lying. They rarely backlash. I've had my little my little nieces use them, stuff like that. So, yeah, nothing too bad there. Another one would be Shimano. Shimano, I think they're like $40 at Walmart, probably like $50 at Bass Pro. Those are really good reels as well. They'll never jam up on you. I currently have a very old Daiwa spinner reel in my hand, and it is just, the bearings in it are just shot. It's probably around 10 years old. I've had a Shimano reel on my Ugly Stick combo for probably 10, 11 years now, and it still reels in like it's brand new. So do highly recommend getting those. Since we're on the topic, and I'm just not here killing time, really. I have been the Titanium 8 bait caster from Bass Pro Shop. I don't know if they have another one out. It's extremely rare I actually get to go to Bass Pro Shop. The closest one away is in Port St. Lucie, which is about a 40-mile drive. And with 8 miles to the gallon, that's just... that just ain't gonna happen. But yeah, if they do have something out on new out, usually the Johnny Morris editions are extremely good reels. I've had a few. I got a nice little Bass Pro Shop Viper rod. Came out probably about 3 years ago. yeah, those, if you want to get into bait casters, if you're a decent angler, I'd go with those. If you want to try your hand at bait casters, then I suggest going with a Bill Dance combo from Bass Pro Shop. They're cheap, they're crappy. no offense to Bill Dance, he's one of my idols, but No, I bought a reel from him from Bass Pro Shop before. And I forgot what edition it was. It was when he had a silver edition, and the handle actually broke as I was reeling in, probably like a little 2 pound bass. No, I just couldn't believe it, so I vowed I'd never buy them again. But they're not bad for beginners for bait casters. They never really bird nest. And I would usually, I'd probably pair that with an ugly stick combo. Right now, I have a ugly stick. Let me see. Do-do-do-do-do. So I destroy everything. I have an ugly stick GX2, which is just an amazing bait caster rod. There we go. I usually pair that with this Johnny Morris reel, and it goes so far. It probably sits probably about 8 feet, maybe 7. And yeah, I mean, I've never really had a problem with ugly sticks. I think they're amazing. It's an amazing brand. It sure as hell beats anything that else that's out there. Abu Garcia. I have probably like a limited amount of Abu Garcia reels for freshwater fishing. And you don't have to go and get like the ones that look like the deep sea reels, like the Abu Garcia 7000. You don't need to get one like the smaller edition of that, like the 6500 or anything like that. Bass Pro, not Bass Pro Shop, I'm sorry. Abu Garcia does make really good freshwater reels. They have the Black Max combo. If you do want your reel to look extremely badass, I'm sorry if there's any parents out there listening to their kids, there will be some cussing on this podcast. But if you want your rod and reel combo just to look absolutely badass, I would get the Ugly Stick GX2 and pair it with the Black Max combo, because they're both black and red, and it just it looks like they were made to be together. So I would highly recommend doing that, and they cast just simply amazing as well. That's really about it for bait casters. I usually just have those. If you can find yourself on eBay or something like that, and you guys can get a Viper from Bass Pro Shop. That was the best reel. It's light green and black. It's like lime green and black, I'm sorry. And the range on it is just ungodly. It is just amazing. So I think that really concludes today's discussion about rods and reels. So please, if you have any questions, feel free to ask me. My name is Rob Anderson. Thank you again.